This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live and on location from the North Dakota State Fair. Minot, North Dakota. We're in State Fair Park. We're on the Dakota Talent stage. We'll be here all week long when the fair opens until the noon hour. And encourage you to stop by and say hello. The big white tent, you've probably seen that before at other events, is right near us here, be to the north of us, and today, under the big white tent, it's Pride of Dakota Day. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot going on at the fair, so I just want to tell you this once, and then we'll remind you a few times as we go, but a lot of fun. For one, I have a fistful of tickets, and these are tickets for tomorrow night's Bull and Ranch Bronc Riding, the Ranch Rodeo in the All Seasons Arena. Wednesday and Thursday night, we have Tim McGraw tickets. That's, of course, Friday night at the Grandstand. We also have tickets for tonight's Bull and Ranch Bronc Riding for the NPRA Championship in the All Seasons Arena at 7 o'clock. So, come find me in the red. Make America Great Again hat. Todd, what are you going to wear for a hat so folks know how to find you?
I guess I better wear my, well, it'll either be my blue Trump 2020 hat or my red Keep America Great 2020 hat. One of them.
All right. You'll be red, white, and blue one way or another.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I'll be patriotic.
Exactly right. And so we have tickets, and those are just for anybody that comes up and says, hey, I listen to What's on Your Mind, and I heard about some tickets you're giving away. Not going to make you jump through too many hoops. I have a stack full of my pillows here. Crates of them, ladies and gentlemen. From the one and only Mike Lindell. These are the premium pillows. These are the ones you can buy. Two of them now for $69.98. Lowest price ever. Lowest price ever. Two of them. $69.98 at MyPillow.com. And here's the deal on the My Pillows. This is a little incentive to get our Be the Buffalo hotline off the ground. And, of course, the Be the Buffalo hotline is the 24-7 line where you can call us and leave a comment about anything. It's 855-200-1776. You can use it during the show. You can use it when the show is not on. You think of something you want to tell us, whatever. Extension 6 on the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776 is sponsored by Oasis Petroleum. The folks at Oasis Petroleum know a little bit about being the Buffalo. It's their company mantra, okay? It's the company mantra. It's what's got them through some very interesting times in the oil and gas industry. Prices go up, they go down, get a lot of investment. Good folks. And their entire team has gotten through this. They're doing gas processing now, oil development, number three producer in the Bakken. So I asked them, how did this happen? How'd you do it? How'd you weather this storm? They said, well, you know what the Buffalo does? Goes into the storm. So that's what we do, go into the storm. And I said, well, that's kind of a North Dakota thing. That's what we do. We go into the storm literally in the middle of winter. You know, we go into the storm. We're not afraid of it. And just like the Buffalo, they go into the storm. So we're looking for people where you live, people you know that should be celebrated. We all know somebody just going above and beyond all the time. Great teacher, maybe a law enforcement officer. Some kind, first responder, many of them volunteers in the smaller communities in North Dakota. you know somebody. A couple of folks came up to me in Bowman and a couple in Van Hook, and they all had great suggestions. They had thought of somebody, knew somebody that needed to be recognized, serving on township boards and whatever. It takes those kind of people to get those things going. So anyway, I think that's kind of fun. So the incentive is you tell me somebody that fits that bill. We're going to honor them with Oasis Petroleum's Be the Buffalo Award, and you're going to get a free my pillow. Simple as that. Just got to have the name. So as long as our pillows last that we brought along, that'll be going here at the North Dakota State Fair. Think mini donuts, fresh hot crab fritters, and buckwheat's Dakota noodles, and the carousel. We're right between those four items. Midway carousel, right on the edge, and then the hot crab fritters on the other side of that deal, and you can get us. You can find us at the Dakota Talent Stage, North Dakota State Fair. Also brought some copies of the book along and lots of other fun. So there's a few goodies here. It's a fair. We got to have a little fun. Todd, are you looking forward to the fair?
Absolutely. I mean, there's only so many places you can get stuff that, you know, like the, I mean, mini donuts, sure you can get them, but they're sitting in a store shelf and they've been there for weeks. I mean, the fresh mini donuts and a tubby burger. Where are you going to get that after the fair?
Yeah, there's really unique food, you know. The fair food is definitely unique. It's part of the fun, no doubt about it. And they're serving up lunch for a buck today, beginning at 11 at the Pride of Dakota tent. Lunch for a buck under the big tent, so that's a great deal, too. So there's other goodies happening out here at the fair, and we'll be having lots of fun. The other thing I need to tell you about, and then we can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about today on What's On Your Mind. We have a couple of guests. Have a little fun, but I'll tell you about those in a moment. I first want to tell you that Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, a longtime sponsor of the What's On Your Mind program. Vince and his team are here for the first year at the North Dakota State Fair and taking the place by storm because they were selling hot tubs faster than they could restock them this weekend. So find the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, booth. There is a splash pool set up there. You won't miss it because it's a big, I think 9 by 20 is the size, I forget, but large blue pool. And that could be in your backyard. We're giving one of those away. We as in What's On Your Mind. So just go to the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 booth, register. If you don't think you'll make it to the booth, you register at our booth, Dakota Talent Stage, during the What's On Your Mind program. And we'll get those all in one spot, and we will draw Monday next week for a lucky winner after the fair. That sound fun or what? So there you go. We got a lot going on at the fair this year, so it's kind of fun. They also have the hot tubs, the saunas, the patio furniture, the whole works. But I own a hot spring spa, and I'm telling you, that is the greatest investment I've ever made. So 20 minutes a day, you feel like a new person. Just unbelievable. And all the research, if you just do a little bit of research on the health benefits, it's incredible. So actually, Vince is going to co-host for me on Thursday with Todd. And I'm going to be headed down to the border, El Paso, Texas, to see that wall that Tommy Fisher built. There's a symposium going down there, a number of members of the media down there, and some columnists, Ann Coulter and Charlie Kirk and others. Steve Bannon will be down there, and Donald Trump Jr. and Ted Cruz and bunch of folks just talking about the difference that one little section of wall is less than a mile. It's the only new wall that's been built since Donald Trump has been president. You can't make that up because the government's unable evidently to maneuver, easements. And I don't know, but they have more excuses than a monkey has uncles. I can't figure it out. So we'll go down, dig into that a little bit, but also actually see that wall firsthand. So looking forward to that. Our broadcast Friday. From there, well, Todd's up here at the State Fair. So all that coming up on the program. That's a lot, but I wanted just to get you the lay of the land on the week because we have a lot going on. Telephone number is 258-0550, 800-228-0550. You could text me. I'd love to hear from you, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Let me start with something on, I want to talk about the weekend shows because they were very instructive, but I got an email from a listener over the weekend, and let me just read it to you. It says, "Hey, Scott, heard you make a disparaging remark about the North Dakota Game and Fish Department the other day. I did, actually. It was about the possibility of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, like North Dakota Game and Fish Department, not approving a permit. I think now it was a state water commission. I still don't know the answer to how that's been resolved or whether it's been resolved or what the holdup was, but people were being flooded in Daisy, and I wasn't happy about it. But, you know, I'm just hearing more and more this idea that there's sort of the blurring of the lines between the two. So, anyway, this listener says, I couldn't believe it. They are usually elevated to godlike status in most instances. Terry Steinman, part of the NDSU cult, Game and Fish biologists who interview on the radio, seem to be twisting their arm, patting themselves on the back for the good day. Good job they do. I could puke. Condescending and arrogant comes to mind. As an example, their claims to control white-tailed deer populations are a fantasy. Mother Nature at work has more to do with it than anything they do. About 15 years ago, when white-tail numbers were increasing, I told a game warden it was because of social welfare programs and an improved farm economy and more diverse cropping by farmers. Not that many years ago, folks put the venison in the freezer out of season in order to feed their families out here in rural North Dakota. More of this when we come back. Just want to know if you agree or disagree with us on What's on Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical. And this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving. But we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These four congresswomen detest America as it exists, as it is
currently constructed. They want to tear down the structure of our country. They want it to be a socialist, open borders country. If you, as Donald Trump says, want to destroy America with open borders, you cannot say you love your country. If you attack border agents the way that Ocasio-Cortez has, it means you have a deep-seated hatred of the nation as it exists. That's why you want to erase its borders, fundamentally transform the country, and in the process, it doesn't matter if American citizens lose their jobs, lose their homes, lose their livelihoods, lose their health coverage, and lose their very lives. There's a gigantic, enormous distinction between Donald Trump saying, I'm going to get on the world stage and put America first in every single thing we do, versus the view that says America should never come first and American citizens should never come first, which is their view, and that's what we're going to take to the ballot box.
That's Stephen Miller, one of the president's top advisors. He's not on a lot of the media programs. He has been before. He's just ridiculously smart, no doubt about that. Senator Kramer told me one time he was on Air Force One coming back from, I think, the refinery trip to Mandan, and he was sitting between John Kelly, then the chief of staff, General John Kelly, and Stephen Miller, and they were each having conversations. And John Kelly leaned over him and said, you know, pointed to Stephen Miller and said, sure, the guy's actually wearing the uniform. No bigger patriot in this country than that guy. And, that's pretty interesting. You don't hear much about him, but he is wicked smart. He was treated like a punching bag with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday. It was really bad. I don't know if any of you saw it. I just thought it was bad news. I didn't like it one bit. It drove me a little bit crazy. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand, and that strengthens all of America. They're committed to using talent and resources wisely, building a strong, sustainable future for families, for your friends, for your neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Bottom of the hour, Jim Rohr, state senator from Fargo. We're going to talk a little bit about economic development incentives. Jim has been involved in some recent projects that have utilized those that brought a lot of dollars to the property tax rolls, but they're always controversial. I only consider them controversial when people like FedEx say, you know what, I don't need it, but if you're going to give it to me, I'll take it. But when they make a project viable and they're the only reason they happen and the taxpayers then have less of a burden, I like it. But we'll talk to Jim about that debate. Also, Tom Bodine is going to be here from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. He's the deputy commissioner. He is here today for Pride of Dakota Day. Jana's going to come over from Pride of Dakota. We'll talk about that label and that brand and how that's doing marketing products all across North Dakota. Pretty cool. And also today on the program, a farmer. That's right. It's time we get a farmer on the program. Mike Warner, sugar beet farmer from the Valley, who back in the 80s, I think it was the 80s, did a lot of negotiation on for the number of associations on the trade deals. So I want to talk to him about, you know, why are we stalemated here? What should we do? And welcome your calls, questions, and comments on that. All right, back to the Game and Fish letter from the listener. But first, John and Minot wanted to weigh in. John, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, how is it that Obama, he could shut down a space shuttle and take billions of dollars and give them to the Muslims. He'd take $150 billion and give it to the Iran. And he'd take $400,000 and over to Israel and give them to the opponent of Netanyahu and have at least two people go over there to help Netanyahu's opponent. And Trump can't get a few billion for the wall.
Well, I think we know the answer to that, don't we?
I would like to hear it expressed.
It's a Republican and a Democratic problem, first of all. Let's not forget that, because Paul Ryan convinced President Trump. In fact, President Trump did not want to do this, but he let Paul Ryan win one. And that was to lead not with the wall, which he had promised his entire campaign, but rather, and there was one other thing. Oh, the infrastructure, something that would divide Democrats, by the way. So politically it would make some sense. Certainly the wall would lead with Obamacare, where Republicans were on defense the whole time, and Ryan won, and they went with Obamacare, and then never did get the wall done, and they now have a Democratic House, and makes it all that much more difficult. But, you know, here's the deal. There's money in the coffers right now. Not enough to build the whole wall, but there's money in the coffers, and they're not building wall. They've only replaced wall. 50 miles since President Trump has been in office. So I mean, they need a new model. I think Kevin Cramer has come up with the perfect way, and that is the Department of Homeland Security that gets the taxpayer dollars should not contract with the Corps of Engineers. They've proven they're not able to do this. The Trump administration example is all we need as an example. Story in the Washington Examiner about it over the weekend. Same deal. They're incompetent. They can't do it. They've only built replacement wall and only 50 miles of that. In fact, the only new wall is what Tommy Fisher built with people from We Build the Wall. So, you know, that's the wall issue, John.
They say we can build that all at the wall completely for around $13, $14 billion. Where it costs us $136 billion every year for illegal immigrants.
Yeah, there you go. That's another thing. The cost savings that would come from changing our laws on this idea that, you know, first free country is where you apply from, first safe country, whatever, you apply for your asylum. You would save a lot right there. You build the wall, you'd save a lot right there. In fact, I'll tell you more about this when I'm down there on Friday and Saturday. But my understanding is just the... little better than a half mile of wall on this 31% grade on a long side of mountain. Just building where they built went from 200-some crossings today a day to zero. To zero. It proves that it works. John, I share your frustration, though. No doubt about it. All right, back to my email inbox here. And this email from a listener, a little bit frustrated with the Game and Fish Department. My question is, you know, are they doing a good job? I don't know. I will tell you this. When we have Game and Fish on, I'm impressed with the experts. They answer your questions, the ones you ask, and, you know, doesn't seem to be much of a problem. But when people ask questions, we're going to pass those questions on and ask. Okay, so here is where we left off. Native Americans from the Turtle Mountain Reservation came to the valley in the 50s and 60s to help with the potato harvest. Camped out in the woods, hundreds of them in the Crystal and Hoople area, they didn't buy beef. I haven't hunted for years. As a young hunter, I went to the local hardware store and bought a license. Now getting a license seems to be like winning the lottery. If I was to ask a North Dakota Game and Fish guy a question, it would be, why not use modern technology to handle deer hunting? Give everyone who wants to hunt a license. A lot of people want to hunt. They don't necessarily want to kill something. When a hunter bags a deer, he or she would text a report to NDGF, once the magic number is reached, put out a text, the season's over. Let them go hunting. Okay, I'm almost done. And I got to go to work. No, I want to go to work. I enjoy what I do. Anyway, between landowners, hunters, and North Dakota Game and Fish, they've ruined the annual white-tailed deer hunt. It used to be a big deal, and small-town businesses have suffered. I've chosen a good attitude, so I'm okay for today. Some folks have weighed in on that. I posted that on Facebook. I'd like your take on it. Let me know what you think. Just struck me as one we hadn't talked about for a while and worth bringing up to see if anybody shares that listener's opinion. Okay? 800-228-0550. Steve in Watford when we come back. Plus, we're going to talk about Pride of Dakota Day. They're serving up lunch for a buck from 11 to 1 today under the Big Ten. More after this. Don't go away. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
He USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of the lower 48 have been suffering with a heat wave since late last week, but it's finally coming to an end. Although in New York City, the mayor, Democrat Bill de Blasio, wants to know why the utility Con Edison has had so many power problems in recent days.
We still do not have an answer, except that we know a week ago there was a malfunctioning piece of equipment, but no answer as to why, no answer as to how they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
At least three people have died because of heat-related issues, including one in Arkansas and two in Maryland. Amid ongoing tensions with Washington, Iran's now claiming to have shut down a spy ring. It says it arrested 17 people who were allegedly recruited by the CIA. The CIA has not commented. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says you have to take what Iran says with a grain of salt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You don't think that is questioning whether or not the president of the United States, the first black president, is an American, you don't think that there's a race quality to that?
They raise questions about John McCain's circumstances of birth. They raise questions
There were never raised questions about John McCain. There was a question about whether he was born in the Panama Canal or not. There was never a race question about John McCain.
I fundamentally disagree with the view that if you criticize somebody and they happen to be a different color skin, that makes it a racial criticism. In fact,
he was questioning whether he's an American.
Yeah, Chris Wallace decided that he wasn't interviewing somebody. He was debating somebody. But Steve Miller did great. But Texter just said, for a second there, I thought I was watching CNN. You aren't kidding. Unbelievable. Don't need to watch any of it. If that's, that's what happens everywhere. That's why Fox has made a mark to be different. So I was on one hand screaming at the TV just to shut up and let the guy talk, and on the other hand loving what Stephen Miller was saying because he really made a great argument. But obviously Chris Wallace didn't want him to make the argument if he didn't happen to notice. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. And a bold vision to build a great university on the prairie and the grit to do it. That is the pioneering spirit of the Benedictine Sisters. That's the heritage of the University of Mary. That ongoing vision of serving the needs of people with great love is the engine that powers the University of Mary and its spirit of innovation. Its eyes are set on the future and how it can meet the ever-changing needs of students and communities. Year-round campus reinvents higher education with a remarkable cost and time-saving option to earn your degree. A new school of engineering is already producing graduates of technical and cultural competence to drive our region's economic engine. Partnerships with business and industry and workforce development elevate the skills of our workforce to be second to none. Innovation, that's how the University of Mary leads. At the University of Mary, every challenge is welcomed as a wonderful chance to serve. Find out more at umary.edu. Pride of Dakota Day today at the State Fair. We're going to tell you about that. Talk a little agriculture, too, on what's on your mind. Let me squeeze Stephen Watford in here for a comment. Steve, go ahead. You're up. What's on your mind?
Well, everybody's having all these problems, all these discussions about the border wall and how to fund it. Why can't we fund it by putting the same question on the IRS tax form for, if you want to donate a dollar or whatever to the presidential election? Why can't we do that to the border wall? That almost solved the problem there, and let you write in how much you want to donate to it.
Yeah, what do they have on there now? Isn't there a question about elections or something?
Yeah, exactly. So why can't we do the border wall?
I agree with you. I don't know how much it would raise, but, you know, you'd get a very good read on how many people want, you know, a border wall,
exactly.
Wouldn't you?
Exactly. You sure you know, would.
Like that idea.
That would almost solve part of the problem.
But again, right now, money is not the problem. Money is not the issue in building the wall. They've only built 50 miles of replacement wall, no new wall. They have money to build. It's incompetence, and it's the Corps of Engineers.
Well, that might be true. And have you ever been down there around Laredo and Brownsville?
Not far from Brownsville.
Coming across the border. I was actually down there one time. I was working for a company, and I went to Walmart to get me some stuff because I had to go there. And basically, there was a couple in there that were from south of the border, and she was getting food stamps and getting food. She had three carts of food, and this guy, he was all in his FRs for the oil field, and they went out and put their stuff in their car, and I went out and got in my, you know, was going to my vehicle. I'm like, he had two different cars there. And she had a pretty nice little Tahoe, kind of new. You know, her and her three kids got in that, and he got in the other one, and they kissed and said goodbye. So he was obviously working in the oil field, and she was getting food stamps.
Of course, you don't know that, you know, he could have been legal. I mean, I love hardworking people that come here from somewhere else and realize they can take their hard work ethic and actually grow a better life in this country. Love it, as long as they do it legally. I mean, this is the thing. This is what I dislike about what happens with anybody that's of the conservative or Republican flavor, that somehow you want the laws followed makes you racist. That's crazy. I mean, it's unfair to everyone standing in line for legal immigration. What's happening with illegal immigration? That's what makes me mad. Steve, I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More welcome at 800-228-0550. If you saw Chris Wallace with Stephen Miller, too, I'd love to know what you think of that. So let us know. Right now, you could follow the band, and you know exactly where the Pride of Dakota tent is, because one of the bands has decided to start a little bit early and do a little warm-up. Can you guys hear them at all?
Yeah,
you can hear them?
Tune into
that. Yeah, yep. Exactly right. Kara Half is here. Kara is a Pride of Dakota specialist. Tom Bodine is here, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Agriculture and top grill master today at the Pride of Dakota Day, sporting a Titleist Bison hat there.
Right, yes.
Yeah, very nice. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you. Kara, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
So tell me a little bit about what Pride of Dakota is. I think most folks know. It's a pretty good brand now, people know. But for those that don't, what is it all about? What in the world? These guys are getting louder, aren't they? Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So Pride of Dakota is the state marketing program for products that are made, processed, produced, and manufactured here in North Dakota. So anything that's made right here in our state can carry the Pride of Dakota label. They register with our office, let us know what their products are. We kind of go through business plan and their marketing strategies with them and help find retail avenues for them to get the product out into the public.
What is the most popular, most well-known, biggest brand of Pride of Dakota?
Oh, we all know the biggest brand right now is Dots Pretzels. She is doing amazing work. You know, she started here in Velva, North Dakota. She now has three manufacturing plants across the United States, including one here in North Dakota still. And she has her product in, I'm certain now, it's all 50 states. Great story to go along with that. So I have a cousin that lives out in Seattle, and I posted a picture of my son eating some Dots Pretzels on Facebook, and my cousin posted a likewise picture in Seattle of his son enjoying the same, you know, the same Dots Pretzels. So you can pick them up in most Ace Hardwares across the U.S. She got herself a contract, and that's just, she's one of our best successes.
Yeah, a funny story. We had some relatives come from Norway last summer.
Mm-hmm.
They were here for a couple of weeks, and they fell in love with Dots Pretzels. We went back this year. Guess what they wanted us to bring? Dots Pretzels. So they've gone international now. Even.
They are.
Yeah,
it's a great product.
We delivered bags and bags and bags of them. And does the Pride of Dakota, you know, I guess, support network help a product like that go from a great North Dakota product to at least have a chance on a wider stage?
We do. We have a trade show assistance program that'll help folks get outside of North Dakota to start marketing their product regionally. They can get into trade shows and showcase their product there. I don't know. We've had them all the way to Florida. I've sent folks. We've done a little international stuff over the years for them as well.
How many different apply to Dakota participants are there? How many products are there?
So we know that there's approximately like 542 members at the moment. I don't have a total number of
products.
Because
some would have multiple products.
Exactly. But, yeah. Like you might be the jam gal that has, you know, 30 or 40 different flavors, or you might be Ray with Dakota Steel Art, where he has multiple different designs of his spinners. So it's hard to put a pulse on exactly what that number is.
And it's not just edibles, it's anything.
It's everything, yeah. So it could be things that are made out of metal, out of wood, using North Dakota commodities, whether you're using corn or wheat. The North Dakota Mill and Elevator is one of our members as well. So it's just a great variety of products. You never know what you're going to find. You know, sometimes it's just jewelry items. We have great publishers and authors that are part of the program as well. So looking for some North Dakota history or just books that are written here in North Dakota, there's a great group of those folks too.
That's really cool. Now, what are you doing at the fair besides Pride Dakota Day today?
So Pride of Dakota this year marks our 31st year being as part of the fair, with the event tent set up kind of like it is today. And then we've got Pride of Dakota companies that are out in the commercial buildings also. So it'll be kind of fun to poke your head around in those commercial buildings to find those Pride of Dakota members.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for telling us a little bit about that, Kara.
You bet.
We're going to put Tom Bodine to work now. Not the Motel 6 guy, but the deputy commissioner of the... what are you, like 15 times a day here about that or what?
Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'll leave the light on for you, too.
You leave the light on for me. I appreciate that. Yeah. Kind of sound like him, too, you know. I'm just telling you. Anyway, Tom's deputy commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Wanted to catch up with him a little bit about... Pride Dakota has been a really interesting thing to watch grow. It's really been a point of pride for the Department of Agriculture, hasn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. It's one of those just showcasing people that go into business and do things either on the side or grow into being the business that supports our economy here in the state. So it's just one of those risk takers that go out, and we support their efforts. And it showcases the talents we have of business owners around the state.
Yeah, that's fantastic. For folks that don't know, the Department of Agriculture is a lot. Pride of Dakota is a prime example, right? Because there's a branding and a marketing of things that don't always touch agriculture. There's some things that are food products, but there's some that are not. But what does the Department of Agriculture do?
Well, one of the things in the marketing area and the business development area of the Ag Department, this is one of where Pride of Dakota is one of the showcase areas. But it's one of those things in the department, we market anything from local foods all the way to international marketing. I know the commissioner is huge on being able to expand markets around the world and also around our state and also regionally as well. So besides that, we do have a regulatory component, where we make sure that producers out there are meeting standards that most citizens require.
What would you say would be some of the more high-profile examples of, the Department of Ag using the voice of the state, if you will, to open up international markets for growers?
Well, the commissioner, he is, I tell you, he's been a joy to work for. If there's one thing about the commissioner, it's also about increasing trade. Several times a year, he goes on trade missions, leads North Dakota companies to different markets, and develops those relationships so we can continue to expand and grow those markets.
And is that, when you talk about a trip and a potential market, is that a couple times a year kind of deal? Is that there's many on the table at all times, or what would it be? How often does it happen?
He, I want to say on average, probably six times throughout the year, he ends up either representing through a North Dakota trade office or also a USDA. So he goes to different areas. Here pretty soon he's going to Brazil. And so he'll be representing sort of the ethanol industry to see if we can continue to grow those markets down there.
We could use a few soybean markets right now, right?
Yes,
while we're waiting for the Chinese to wake up?
Well, and it's one of those areas that, as North Dakota producers, we continue to grow more soybeans here. We had a reliable market. So the Chinese, I guess, when you look at looking at trade barriers, they may have it right now. But with the commissioner, he'll say, with tariffs, they've always been there. We need to be on an equal playing field with the rest of the world. And that's one of the things I wish all our related officials will get behind, because we need this to work together to make sure that we have open markets.
More Tom Bodine from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture on Pride of Dakota Day. Don't forget, there is lunch today for a buck under the big tent.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe ThriveFest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
ThriveFest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm a Jew. As a Jew, as an American Jew, I am profoundly outraged by the comments from Ocasio-Cortez. It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. It minimizes the death of 6 million of my Jewish brothers and sisters. It minimizes their suffering. And it paints every patriotic law enforcement officer as a war criminal. And those are the comments, Chris, that we need to be focusing on.
That's Stephen Miller, again, top advisor to President Trump, his expert on immigration, but also his speechwriter. And as you can hear, you know, if you watch that whole interview, I think every question, every premise put forward by Chris Wallace, he pretty much destroyed. It was really amazing. Liz Cheney did a great job, too, on the CBS Face the Nation program. We'll have more of that coming up here in a little bit. We are live at the North Dakota State Fair. Don't forget, we're in State Fair Park. We are on the Dakota Talent Stage, right across from the Mini Donuts and the Crab Fritters and the Buckwheats.
And thanks for being by the all that stuff, by the way, too. Since
Buckwheats, Dakota Doodle. I could keep going. Yeah, French fries. What else do you want, Todd? Yeah, corn dogs, all you know, yeah. Sausage, yeah, footlongs. Anyway, stop by and see us because we have free tickets for the grandstand. Just for saying you're listening. That's right. Free ticket. Well, there goes a hand up. I want some. That's all right. You come see me when the next break. They're yours. And so we have tickets all week long for that tonight. And tonight is the bull riding. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm thinking a lot of fun. Bull and Ranch Brock riding tonight. 7 p.m. All Seasons Arena. So I'm going to take that in myself, as a matter of fact. Looking forward to that. Also, we are giving away a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. So if you make it to the State Fair, make sure you get over to the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 booth, and you will find over there, you'll see it right there on display, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has a beautiful, wonderful, awesome splash pool. And you can register right there. You can register here at the Dakota Talent Stage, and we'll get you registered for that. We're going to give it away Monday, so you got all week to register for that and into the weekend as well. So that's perfect. My Pillow is our fine sponsor, as you know, and right now the lowest price they've ever offered on radio and TV is available to you for two premium pillows. Now, premium is important because you can go to a box store and get yourself a pillow, and it's not a premium pillow. It's not top shelf. It's not the best of the best. They don't come any better than this, okay? And it comes with everything else. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. There's several fill levels. So you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. Just think of it this way. The MyPillow's customized fit for you. Mike Lindell has invented the best pillow ever, and he came to the State Fair in Minot, North Dakota, when it all started for Mr. Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, we're back with more of our conversation with Kara Half, who is the Pride of Dakota Specialist, and also Deputy Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, Tom Bodine, with us today on the program. Kara, first of all, tell me what else is going on today. I know we talked about the lunch earlier, but you have more than the lunch for a buck, which, by the way, everybody that comes and spends a buck on the Pride of Dakota lunch today helps the FFA, correct?
Correct. All of the proceeds from the luncheon go to the FFA Foundation. So that's super exciting for that group. We also have the Velva FFA kids here with us today. They help with setup. They help distribute the chips and the hot dogs. And they just do a great job helping keeping the day going. Everything for the lunch today was brought to us by our great sponsors, Cloverdale Food, Panagold Bakery, Dean's Foods provided all the milk, and then the Northern Plains Potato Growers Association brought the chips, and they're tasty. They're in a little different looking bag, but they do have some national labels that go along with those, so that's exciting for that group as well. And then this afternoon, we're going to have some prize drawings underneath the tent starting at 3 o'clock. So all throughout the day, we'll be having folks sign up for those prize drawings, but the catch is y'all got to be present to win. So get back underneath that tent, and we got some treats to lure you back. Grubbish Butts out of Devil's Lake has donated pretzels and popcorn, and we also have some chocolate chip and sugar cookies from Eat More Home Baked Goods out of Sanborn, North Dakota.
Getting really hungry here,
yeah,
Tom.
I just can't wait to get back under there and get some samples.
Yeah.
So we'll have a milk and cookie social kicking off at 3 o'clock and opportunity to get those great prizes.
Fantastic. That is that's super. Well, Kara, thank you, and I hope everybody has a great time. Sounds like a lot of fun. And again, the lunch is 11 to 1. The showcase is 11 to 5 under the big tent. The social and snacks at 3 o'clock under the festival tent, which is just part of the State Fair Park here under the big tent. So very fun, very fun. Tom, there's only a minute left, but I do just ask you in general how you see this this growing season, and also just overall how farmers are doing with the challenges we know are there price-wise and also with the trade deals.
Yes, and the weather, it's been pretty nice through the state. The crop around the state looks fantastic. So if we can get this pulled off and get it into bins and be able to market it, I think the markets, especially the crop report, we'll see how that turns out. But you look at, you know, definitely on the corn situation through the nation, weather up here is pretty fortunate compared to lots of parts of this country.
So are we weathering the storm okay? I mean,
I should say we can always be better.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I wish we had stronger markets, but at the same time, when you get a quality crop that comes off plus the yields, you know, we're able to continue to the next year.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you stopping by. Our best to Doug and the whole team of the Department of Agriculture. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Tom Bodine, the deputy to Doug Goring, was, of course, the ag commissioner. He's the deputy commissioner. And also Kara Half, Pride of Dakota specialist, talking about this Pride of Dakota Day. Isn't that cool? Come find us right across from the mini donuts. Oh, the juicy wild rice and beef burgers are here too, Todd. Plus the crab fritters. Oh, the food. More coming up.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy. Call Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late.
Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.